Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. As many of you know, we decorate lots of clients' homes for Christmas, and we are responsible for setting up all the decor, but we're also responsible for breaking down the decor and making sure that it stays nice and safe for us to put back up for the following year. So I wanted to share with you some of my favorite ideas, some of my favorite tips and tricks of what we like to use when we're storing, when we're putting things away, and things that I think that you should definitely invest in this season. Okay, this is a really nice one. We love some shrink wrap at Carmen Johnston Gardens. In fact, we go through hundreds of rolls a year. We wrap our carts with this. We wrap everything with it. But this is a great thing, and you can buy this. So for those of you who are listening to our podcast, this is probably about 2 feet long, huge roll of like saran wrap, but it's actually tinted green, and you can buy this at your local hardware store. You also can find this on all kinds of online, but I strongly agree, strongly suggest that you invest in one of these things. But we buy them in the rolls because it's super easy, but we cover a lot of our boxes. We will wrap the Tupperware, like if we're doing our Christmas stockings or our clients' Christmas stockings, so that way moths and different things don't get in there and eat them, because we're working with a lot of heirloom pieces oftentimes for stockings. So we'll wrap the Tupperware boxes with this, but we'll also wrap, like I have this gorgeous, and this is my personal pine cone wreath. I've had this for about at least 7 to 8 years. And one of the reasons why I think we've had this for so long is because we always gently wrap it with this saran wrap, and it just keeps the dust from settling on the pine cones, and it keeps the dust from settling in a lot of different things. But we have it placed in, this is a box that I recently just purchased from IKEA because I thought it was a great size, and it was only like $4 or $5. And it has this, it's like a fabulous cardboard piece, but look at it, has a nice lid. And you can buy these wreath containers, the Tupperware ones can be super expensive, but I thought that was a great deal for $4 or $5 to store the wreath. So that's gonna have a nice safe home, but definitely invest in the saran wrap, or what we call shrink wrap, and then some of these wreath holders to keep your wreaths protected all season long. And like I said, I got that from IKEA, but you can also find those online. Okay, one of our next go-tos, we put up thousands of Christmas lights every year. Yes, I said thousands. And so I guess you could say we have become the lighting pros. But can you imagine keeping all of those thousands of lights organized? So a lot of our clients have these light reel bags, and let me kind of open this up so you can actually see inside. It'll come with these tiny plastic reels, and you can just simply wrap your lights around them. But this is a super easy thing to be able to tote up and down stairs. As you well know, we're either bringing all our clients' decor from the attic, or bringing it all up from the basement. And so they have a great handle, and I just can't tell you how it keeps everything very nice and organized when you're storing things. But one thing too that's very important is make sure when you are wrapping the light reels, leave the plug on the end. I often see so many people make the mistake of wrapping the plug on the inside first. One of the reasons why you want to leave the plug on the end is because at the beginning of the season or at the end of the holiday season, you want to plug in the lights and make sure that they still work. If they don't work, I just toss them. I know some of y'all have those lighting guns where you fix them, but if more than half of the strand is out, I just toss them. But the lights have come so far, you know, along. These are these really fancy LED lights that we use on our personal Christmas tree. And they were definitely well worth the investment. I've had them for a few years, but make sure when you're using, you know, wrapping your Christmas lights. So for those of you who are listening, it's probably about a 10-inch span reel, and we just literally have the lights wrapped all the way around it. Think about it like an extension cord, something that you would keep an extension cord wrapped around, but keep the plug on the outside. Very important. So if you don't want to invest in these fabulous bags, you could also, as you can see underneath this bright orange reel, that's just an extension cord reel, but I wanted to share that with you too, that you could also use that to keep your lights and store them. But what's great about the bags is it keeps the dust off of the lights, and they just keep them nice and clean, and it's just so nice and neat. I know I love it. We take pride in our clients' Christmas closets, if that's what you want to call them, but whether it's in their attic or whether it's in a special place in their home, we like to have everything nice and organized and labeled, and it just makes everything so much easier for us installing, but it also makes it easier for you as a homeowner when you're trying to, you know, keep up with all the Christmas decor. Okay, next is, look at this ribbon box. I covet this box. This is from the Santa's Bag brand. And you can buy this online. But look at this amazing, well, I think it's amazing because I used to keep my ribbons in a Tupperware. How many of you have done that, right? Where you keep your ribbon all in a Tupperware and it's all mixed up and half of the ribbon's coming off. Well, this is just a nice simplified way of keeping it very organized. So it comes with this reel on the inside, and if you look up really closely, you can see. So you just literally, when you're assembling the box, very fast, very easy. Kelsey, our team member, Carmen Johnson Gardens, helped us assemble this. But this flaps and holds down. You know, you just literally open it. And you see there's an exit hole there where you thread the ribbon through. And then look, and you thread it up to on top of this next band area. And it just keeps everything organized, keeps your ribbon nice. And the reason why I keep telling you nice and clean, because you know how dust and things will collect over the year or over the seasons? It just protects everything, keeps it nice and safe. And then if you look inside, it has this great pocket for you to store like scissors and clippers. And you can also have like different or tags or things in here. But this is, and there's also two sides to it. So you have it on this side and one on this side. So this is another, and you can put tape in here as well, but this is just super easy for keeping everything nice and organized for the season. And then you can just put it right back up, and if everything's ready to go when you pull it out. So I love, 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 love that. Okay, now this is another bag that we like to use for our clients when we're storing things for Christmas. We actually have lots and lots of these bags because they stack very nicely in our clients' closets when we're, you know, storing for the holidays. But this is great because it literally just completely pulls out, and it will allow you to keep, has the all the different compartments. So it has the different size compartments that you can store the different ornaments. Now, a lot of you know I'm huge on shatterproof ornaments. I have clients where we still have the beautiful hand-blown ornaments, but See, this is a fat another. Isn't that a Wars ornament? It's a great shatterproof ornament. But we also like to go big for our ornaments. So for our much bigger ornaments, we actually just store them in huge Tupperware containers. But the smaller ones fit nicely in these bags. And it's just so nice to keep everything organized. But if you look closely, and if you come up close, you'll see how we have the different compartments. So the balls that are a little bit bigger, we just literally will put directly down in there. And you can keep these wrapped if you want to year over year, but we're very careful of how we store these and how we move these up and down, whether it's an attic or into the basement, wherever this is stored for our clients' Christmases. But I just like it that it has, and then look, it has all the different compartments on this side as well. And then it's just an easy way to store. And then on the lid, we also have a place for scissors, and these are definitely our go-tos. Pipe cleaners, zip ties, we can't live without these things when we're decorating, for the holiday season. But this is a great, fabulous storage container that keeps you nice and organized for the season. And last but not least, I have to share with you now. So we have clients that have trees that are very, very, very tall, as a lot of you have seen. But for those trees that are a lot smaller, they sell this online, and they sell this at a lot of different hardware stores. This is a garbage bag. So before you set up your Christmas tree, you want to set this down underneath, so make sure that you buy this in advance. But I'm showing you this, so just in case you didn't realize this, you can buy this for next holiday season. You place it underneath, and then you can just kind of, but basically gently, tuck it in and put the Christmas tree skirt around it to hide it. But at the end of the season, you're to take this out and to keep all the pine needles from going, everywhere. You literally just give it a great big hug and wrap it up, and then that's an easy way to transport it out of the house. Now, for those of you who have really big Christmas trees, we have what we call Christmas tarps. They are only used for our clients' Christmas trees. They're just those huge, heavy-duty tarps. We like to use the silver ones, because all of our, the people that work for us know, do not touch those brown and silver tarps, because they're for Christmas trees. So when we place the Christmas tree for our clients, we wrap them up like a burrito. And then when we take them out, we lay it down and we'll lay the tree on the tarp. And that's just a simple way, so that way you're not having to spend hours vacuuming, and just makes cleanup super, super fast and easy. Well, these are some of my favorite go-tos for organization. I hope you had a fabulous holiday season, and I can't wait to see how you keep all of your Christmas decor organized.
To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com. For more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home, be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.